This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1510. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 29th, DX News from Antarctica, China, Nigeria, Oman, Tibet, Uganda. Reactivations from Angola, Brazil, Guyana. Future plans from Australia, Guatemala, Spain, BBG, RMI, Waco. New frequencies from China, Myanmar, Eritrea, Russia, Sri Lanka. Cuba collides with Bonaire in the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Wouldn't you know it, as soon as I mention a station off the air, they come back quickly. Caribbean Beacon Anguilla was back on the air by April 23rd, but there will surely be a next time when they break down, re-audibilizing DX at night on 6090. Also last week, I mentioned Antarctica LRA 36 being heard here in Oklahoma on its new schedule Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 12 and 15 UT on 15476. However, I also checked the frequency on Thursday and Tuesday and found they're also on the air those days, so it's Monday through Friday. Seems to peak here around 1300 to 1330, but it's still usually quite weak and it's hard to detect just a bit of music or talk. But the fact that it's not on 15475, but the distinctive 476, and it is in Spanish when we can hear it, makes it quite positive. It's really Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel. Ian Baxter in Australia comments on some of our recent future plans mentioned concerning Radio Australia. He says, yes, two 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitters from CVC Darwin will replace two 100 kilowatters at the Radio Australia Shepparton site. One higher powered shortwave transmitter from Darwin will go to another CVC site, probably either Zambia or Chile. Shepparton is to take delivery of a new DRM shortwave transmitter, essentially used as a feeder to local stations in the Asia-Pacific region like New Zealand does with its DRM transmitter. I imagine on designated shortwave broadcast bands. These changes are expected to occur in about 6 months. However, another thing we mentioned, he says, is news to him that Radio Australia may start broadcasting to Africa with some new antennas. He says, I think the last Radio Australia Forces program for Africa was to Somalia from the Exmouth Western Australia site in 2005. On the Hardcore DX list, Rogildo Fontinelli Aragão in Bolivia reports a remote Brazilian station has been reactivated. Radio Roraima in Boa Vista on 4875. He omitted the time, but this was posted at 0256 UT, April 26th. According to the WRTH, it was on 4876, DSWCI's domestic broadcasting survey says it was last reported a year ago, and LA shortwave log says it was last reported in January of last year. Ron Howard in California heard PBS Qinghai China on 6190. Wondered if they moved from 5990, April 27th at 1217 to 1245. Apparently in the Tibetan language in parallel to 4220. But at 1230 there was heavy interference from Japan in Korean. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says PBS Qinghai broadcast an earthquake special program, apparently with increased power for the disaster area on 6190. He also reports that the Minority Language Service on 6973 from Yunnan PBS, according to their website, will change frequency May 1st to 7210. A page one story in the Washington Post, April 24th, attracted quite a bit of attention about China Radio International's relay in Galveston, Texas, KGBC 1540, which has been going on since the beginning of the year, and how they mistakenly assumed that would get them a big signal into the Houston market. The station is just too low powered to really serve Houston. Thanks to Ben Cobb for sending on that story. Kim Andrew Elliott comments, this article incredibly misses a big part of the story. While China Radio International is heard on radio stations in an assortment of U.S. cities, China will not allow the placement of VOA or Radio Free Asia on Chinese domestic radio and TV. The Chinese government's idea of international broadcasting is, we broadcast, you listen. I couldn't find this story in English, but Yimber Gaviria in Colombia forwards one in Spanish, that China Radio International will broadcast live and direct from the opening of the Shanghai Exposition between 12 and 14 UT on April 30th in English and a number of other languages. Steve Luce in Houston and I note that Radio Havana Cuba has been broadcasting longer hours than specified on its new frequency 5970. As early as 2300 instead of from 01 UT, and thus colliding with Radio Netherlands in Dutch via Bonaire. Another new frequency for Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea this week, 4700. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan of Nagoya DX Circle tells us, heard April 26th at 1515, parallel to 7175, and the new frequency as of last week, 7185. And his DX friends heard it until sign-off at 1858 on April 24th, how it was not heard on the 25th, so who knows if it will still be there. At 1600 UT, all three of those were blocked by Ethiopian jamming, and then jumping around started on the 7 megahertz frequencies. Not only does Argentina have a shortwave station at its outpost in what they like to call Argentine Antarctica, but now one of their most southerly medium-wave stations in Ushuaia is also named for the Falkland Islands, or Islas Malvinas. The one on 780, LARA10, is Radio Nacional Ushuaia e Islas Malvinas, according to Marcelo Cornaccioni in the Condish list. And they have a new website, www.arnacionalushuaia.com.ar. I've received another mailer from Radio Verdad in Guatemala, which has been off the air for almost 2 years now, I think, from 4052.5. A component in their transmitter broke down, and they've had a terrible time getting anyone in Guatemala to fix it, despite promises to do so. But there appears to be good news. The letter from Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid says, we are very close to coming on the air on shortwave. The engineer who designed our transmitter will come to fix it. That was dated April 9th, so keep an ear on 4052.5 for the possible return of Radio Truth. Meanwhile, you may hear the third harmonic of KWMO, Washington, Missouri, on 4050. We recently reported that Jimmy Labadia, the peripatetic transmitter engineer, was going to visit Guyana about now to put the new transmitter he built for them on the air, to reactivate their shortwave service on 3290. And in fact, it appears to be on the air. We have several reports of something there, although catching a definite ID apparently has been very difficult. First to report this was Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, April 25th, from 0620 past 635. Tentatively, with the talk in English, it may have been a BBC program. They used to relay BBC, especially overnight. He measured it slightly low on 3289.98. And it was heard past 0732. He did hear a BBC World Service ID at 0700 and 732. They've also been known to relay Voice of America. Terry Wilson in Michigan also heard a weak signal on exactly that same frequency with bass drum, percussion, flute, and vocal music after 0800. And in relatively close Venezuela, Jorge Luis Medina on the Paraguaná Peninsula also heard something on 3290 at 2335 to midnight 5 UT. Sounded like a news bulletin, not sure of the language, which I think may have been Hindi or Urdu, as GBC does broadcast for the considerable minority in Guyana. And one more report of it, Jim Evans in Tennessee on 3289.9, April 27th at 0323 to 0401 in English with pop music, an announcement at 0330, BBC News at 0400. A poor signal with lots of noise. He said, I could understand a few words of the BBC News. Jimmy Labadia was also going to get back on the air the daytime frequency from the same transmitter, 5950. But hearing that may be more difficult beyond Venezuela. We don't know the current hours of switchover, but the WRTH says they had been at 09 and 22 UT to change from day to night and night to day frequencies. Jari Savolainen in Finland reports another new frequency from Radio Kuwait, 7600. April 26th, around 1650 in Arabic, parallel to 13650. Also heard the day before it, 1705. This appears to be a mixing product, with another frequency, a new one on the air, 6050. Subtract that from 13650, and you get 7600. Just about every day since last week, I've reconfirmed Radio Kuwait's English broadcast on the new frequency, 15540, between 18 and 21 UT, including their main newscast at 1830. A lot of the rest of it is in music, but the first program, just after 1800, always seems to be about Islam. Except on Thursday, April 22nd, when this transmission was in Arabic instead. I guess that was a mistake. In any event, they continue to announce the old abandoned frequency for English, 11990. And they also claim to be in English in the morning at 05 to 08 UT on another old frequency, which I believe has been off the air for many months, 15110. So I'm wondering if that broadcast is on shortwave at all. One frequency, those who can hear it might check, is 15515, which is on the schedules as Arabic, but that too might really be in English. As if Bhutan Broadcasting Service did not have enough problems with nearby Voice of Shangri-La, Yunnan China, being on its frequency, 6035. Now another country in the region has popped up on that frequency. Ron Howard in California reports Myanmar Radio on 6035, April 28th, until sign-off at 14:30. It's the Minorities and Distance Learning Service, a lecture in vernacular, parallel to 5915. Both went off the air after their usual indigenous theme music. But here at 6035 again from 1452 to 1529 with non-stop easy listening songs. And then at 1530, their routine English segment with full ID and news. The usual 5985.76 variable was clearly off the air after checking at 1423. Is this the transmitter in the new capital city? We keep wondering whether Voice of Nigeria has started using its new transmitter site. Some better signals have been reported, and the schedule seems to be flexible, shall we say. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, VON in English on 15120 at 15 to 1520 UT. A wonderful and strong signal. Apparently new hours for their evening transmission in English. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says, also powerful, between 6 and 7 UT on 15120. Seems they're using the new 250 kilowatt transmitters at Abuja. Their announcement was copied by Tony Rogers in the British DX Club, saying 15120 is used in English at 4:55 to 7 and 15 to 19. On 9690 from 9 to 15 UT and 7255 from 19 to 20. But that doesn't seem to match what's actually being heard. At Media Network, Andy Sennett also points out they have launched a new website, www.voiceofnigeria.org. Alakesh Gupta provides the A10 schedule of Radio Sultanate of Oman, showing a 100-kilowatt transmitter, with English at 14 to 15 on 15140. We are occasionally able to hear that very weakly and suspect they're not running anywhere near 100 kilowatts. There's another English broadcast which is even more rarely heard, at 03 to 04 on 15355. And a new frequency in Arabic is shown here at 04 to 10 UT on 7405. I wonder if anyone can confirm that. Here in North America, of course, it's blocked by the Dentro-Cuban jamming command and Radio Marti until 0700, except on UT Mondays when there's supposedly a truce, but the jamming is sometimes still going. Via international vacuum, FM and AM affiliates, internet and shortwave, this is World of Radio number 1510. Your contributions welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Ron Howard in California reports that Radio Rossi in Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky has shifted 10 kilohertz, had been on 5920 for its summer frequency for many years. It was missing on April 26th, and on the 27th he found them on 5930 instead, parallel to Magadan on 5940. At 1246, they sign off at 1300. This is the transmitter with very severe problems, which we call motorboating, a self-imposed roar interfering with its own modulation, now on 5930. As a matter of fact, that frequency had been registered for the A10 season, and I was wondering if it was a future plan or a mistake. Imber Gaviria in Colombia forwards a report in Publico.es in Spain that the workers at Radio Televisión Española have voted to go ahead with a strike, a one-day strike, planned for April 30th. So you may notice something strange with the programming on that date. Via Alokesh Gupta, DX South Asia Yahoo Group, Alok Dasgupta reports Sri Lanka Broadcasting using their old frequency again for English at midnight 30 to 0330, 15120 instead of 15745. This was on April 22nd and 23rd at least. Antonio Madrid in Barcelona, Spain reports the English program from Tibet, PBS Zhang, at 1540 UT, April 24th on 6130. Ron Howard in California has also been monitoring this from the other side. He says on the same date at 1530, he heard Holy Tibet in English on 6200, a repeat of their Sunday program, mostly music. However, as of April 24th, he has been unable to find when the Holy Tibet program is broadcast on the CNR 11 network on 6010, 7350, and 9480. It was not heard during the previous time period, 1430 to 1500. And furthermore, on April 28th, at least three of the Lhasa frequencies were missing at 1410, 6200, 4905, and 4920. On two occasions, I was hearing some interference on 15540 to Radio Pakistan's Tamil service, which runs until 1330. And during the following half hour, two stations interfering, although nothing appeared on the schedules. Pakistan was slightly off frequency to make matters worse. The interference went off promptly at 1400 along with the other station on the frequency. The answer came from the Alki shortwave frequency reference. It's the Voice of Tibet via Tajikistan, which was using that frequency at 1300 to 1400 UT. It may have been an extra broadcast they put on the air to convey condolences to Tibet after the earthquake on the Tibetan plateau. And they complained that the CHICOM were jamming that special broadcast too, despite pleas to turn off the jamming temporarily. That report via Alokesh Gupta and Yimber Gaviria and the Voice of Tibet website also talked about this. 15540 is normally on the air a bit earlier, from 1230 to 1315. Voice of Tibet is that clandestine with administrative offices in Oslo, Norway, and editorial offices in Dharamsala, India. A few weeks ago, we had news of a new clandestine for Uganda, Radio Yabaganda, Saturdays only at 17 to 18 UT on 15410 via France. However, the first part of the hour was taken up by an apology from Live365.com saying that the programming was not available. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says, for the fifth week running, the transmitter has come on the air at 1700, followed by a continuous automated recording, saying, we're sorry, you've reached a station that is unavailable at this time. Please try again later. It's interspersed with a jingle for Live 365. However, on April 3rd, at 1738 until 1759, there was programming from Radio Yabaganda, presumably in the Luganda language. He says, I wonder if whoever is paying for this realizes that their program is not being aired week after week. Reception is fairly good. Not sure why it takes the French transmitter site so long to connect the audio for Radio Yabaganda, says Alan Pennington, also in Caversham, UK. He says they finally started at 1737 UT. In case you're still looking for IMG football from England, weekend afternoons via Ukraine on 5800, WRN broadcast tells me that has ceased for now. No more games are scheduled. Commander Elliott reports there is uncertainty over which people will wind up on the Broadcasting Board of Governors. At the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's business meeting, 27 April, the nominations of Michael Meehan and Dana Perino to the BBG were held over without discussion. The other six members, including designated chairman Walter Isaacson, were already approved by the committee. No date has been set for what had appeared to be a routine action. The BBG staff has proposed the first meeting for the new members on May 24th and 25th in Washington, assuming they'll be confirmed by the full Senate by then. Read more about it at kimandrewelliott.com. We regret that for a few times lately, some of our World of Radio playbacks on WWCR have gone into looping, that is, toward the end of the program. Instead of hearing the rest of it, the last few words I speak are repeated over and over. WWCR is aware of the problem and are working to fix it. Apparently, the file is not copying fully to all of the studios for some reason. What about our numerous broadcasts on WRMI 9955, which are only on the antenna directed to the Caribbean and South America? Jeff White says we have an outside engineer working on the North American antenna situation, but his time is limited. We will eventually get this back in operation. There has been very little demand from clients for North America lately. Also, although you may not be able to see an updated program grid from WRMI on their website, you can now request one by mail. Just send an email to info@wrmi.net with programming in the subject line, and you'll get the latest Excel file in return. Thanks to Ymir Gaviria for pointing that out. Area 51 on WBCQ has been carrying out some further tests on weekends, not only on 5110, but on the other WBCQ frequencies. In fact, on Sunday, April 25th, there was a special broadcast of World of Radio at 1530 on 15420, which was heard well here, but we don't know whether that will be able to continue. They've also been using 9330 after 2200 UT, in addition to 5110. As of April 25th, two other DX programs were rescheduled 2 hours later than before, Sunday at 23, Pirates Week, and at 23:30, the International Radio Report. However, it seems 93:30 may not be available for such things, or even occasional World of Radio broadcasts at 1900, starting in May. Larry Wells says that Alan Weiner has announced that the Good Friends Radio Network is returning May 1st, and will be on the air from 13 to 01 UT daily on 9330. Via Dave Pomeroy in Kansas, on the WTFDA list, we have news that KWBU-TV is going off the air at the end of May. That's the PBS affiliate in Waco, Texas. They'd been supported by Baylor University, but not getting enough support from the community, it seems, so they have reached the point, the worst-case scenario, where they'll have to shut down. However, the radio side, carrying NPR, KWBU is staying on the air, at least for now. In any event, there is still hope for classical radio. In fact, it's making a comeback on public radio, says Elizabeth Jensen, in a New York Times story, April 25th, via Tom McNiff and Ray T. Mahorney. And Ray adds that one of the clear benefits of iBox technology has been multicasting from NPR stations. Many of them are running news talk on their main channel, but classical full-time on one of the HD channels. I've just received in the mail Vatican Radio's printed schedule folder for the A10 season. They're finally attempting to show their shortwave relay sites instead of ignoring them in previous versions. They're color-coding to show which sites are on which frequencies to which target areas. Trouble is, although there's something coming out of Tinian, the IBB U.S. government site, there's nothing corresponding in the actual schedule to show which time and frequency, but we researched it elsewhere and find that there is one transmission from Vatican Relay by Tinian. It's at 22 to 2245 UT on 12035 in Chinese. Wait a minute. What is the U.S. government doing broadcasting one particular religion? Is this not a violation of separation of church and state? It's not the first time we know Radio Marti broadcasts Catholic services, and Radio Liberty used to and maybe still does broadcast Russian Orthodox services. In case you think this is inconsequential, it opens IBB to demands for airtime from every other religion. How can the U.S. government justify propagating literally one religion and not any or all of them? This is the age-old reason for maintaining total separation of church and state in all circumstances, to assure impartial freedom of and from religion. This probably results from a relay exchange deal, but it's rather lopsided. We find that Vatican is relaying the Hello Darfur transmissions of Radio Sawa on shortwave to Sudan. They are at 3 to 3:30 on 5945, 18 to 1830 on 9465, and 19 to 1930 on 9800. I wonder if the church has a particular interest in expediting this service and perhaps nothing else from the IBB. We had thought that One Africa Zambia was erroneously on 9540 for the broadcast at 19 to 22 UT, since after all they're registered on 5940, the same digits in a different order. But as Dave Kenny points out, according to their own website, they intend to be on 9540. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 27th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 May 4th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux reaching 80 April 30th through May 11th, and then dropping to 75. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1510.